Hello, folks. This is Mehak Agarwal from CJTM 1280 AM Met Radio. This is my first year covering TIFF, and this is a recap of the titles I have watched at TIFF till date. Selecting movies to watch and then scheduling them can be overwhelming, so I had made categories of movies that I wanted to watch. Indian, because I'm from India. The second being Palestinian, because I wanted to engage with their art and uplift their voices. Indigenous, again, because I wanted to engage with their art and uplift their voices. Lastly, any popular titles that people came to TIFF for. I started TIFF with Palestine 36, which premiered on Friday, September 5th. It is a historical movie set in 1936. This was a pivotal year in Palestinian history. The first uprising against the British Mandate and creeping Zionism, where settlers were grabbing land and unleashing violence against the indigenous Palestinian people. The film follows multiple characters. Khulood, a socialite journalist in Jerusalem, married to Amir, a man working for the Muslim Association, a collaborator organization. Yusuf, a man from the villages impacted by constant British violence, his widowed sister-in-law and niece. The resistance fighters and how degrading living conditions forced them to pick up arms to defend their villages. The story starts by showing the conditions from the viewpoint of these diverse Palestinian characters and takes the viewer through the stifling conditions that form the foundation for the revolt. It then moves on to the general strike, a brief lull, the Peel Commission and its plan to partition Palestine, and ends with escalation and British brutality, where Palestine is cut off from the rest of the Arab world. The movie shows how far back the story of Palestinian dispossession began. It is an important story and it kept me engrossed throughout. The visuals are stunning. The rolling hills, the countryside, the lavish house that Amir and Khulood share in Jerusalem, the costumes and the atmosphere take you back to 1936. It is directed by a Palestinian director, Anne-Marie Jasser, and the viewpoint is from the Palestinian side. We only see the Zionists building the settler colonies from afar. And that adds to the movie so much because it keeps the focus on what the Palestinians were going through in that time. I would highly recommend this movie as a historical and just on its merit as a piece of art. The second movie I watched was the Indian series Gandhi. Based on the life of Mahatma Gandhi, the father of the nation of India and a leading freedom fighter,
there was a thematic consistency between Palestine 36 and Gandhi.
Palestine 36 focused on the conditions that led to the formation of Palestinian freedom fighters. Gandhi focuses on the early life of Mahatma Gandhi and explores his journey to becoming India's leading freedom fighter. The show opens with a scene from Durban where the white population is baying for his blood, screaming, "We will string Gandhi."
It then takes us back to 1888 to Rajkot,
where Gandhi as a young man in his late teens with a pregnant wife is unsure of his future. The story then moves to London, where Gandhi became a lawyer, and then to Bombay, where he practices it. And then finally to South Africa, which molded him as a freedom fighter. The visuals are incredible. Just like Palestine 36, they take you back to the early 20th century. We see Rajkot, London, Durban, Bombay. The show introduces major historical figures like Dadabhai Nauroji, the Grand Old Man of India, Firoz Shah Mehta, both pioneers in laying the foundation for the Indian freedom struggle. The show blends humor and keeps the story from getting too heavy. This is an important work, and the lessons of his life are still very relevant till date. A.R. Rahman's music provides able accompaniment to the series. We were shown 2 episodes. It's an 8-episode series. I'm looking forward to the rest of them. The next movie I watched fell in the category of Palestinian movies. It was called With Hassan in Gaza. It is a video recording in Gaza in 2001 where the filmmaker goes to search for his missing friend. The movie is not edited much. It's an amateur cameraman and that adds to the rawness of the movie. We take a trip from the north to the south of Gaza and the reminders of occupation and oppression are everywhere. There's a Zionist settler colony bang in the middle of Gaza. Constant Israeli shelling, even when technically there is a ceasefire. Closed down shops and unemployed men hanging out in cafes playing cards because there is no work. Casually running into another man who had been in prison for 8 years and just wants to spend time with his kids now. It's a beautiful companion piece to both Palestine 36 and Gandhi. Where Palestine 36 showed the oppression faced by Palestinians in 1936, with Hassan in Gaza, shows the same in 2001. Women lamenting that they cannot even sleep in their own houses because of constant Israeli shelling. Kids who are growing up in this oppressive atmosphere, shelled buildings, and people living in the rubble. I highly recommend this movie. It just casually shows a normal day under occupation. The mundanity of the oppression and violence in everyday life of Palestinians pierced through me as a viewer by the end. There are no flourishes, just a handheld camera capturing a day in Gaza. I took a day's break, and the next movie I watched was in the category of indigenous cinema. It was called Uik Sarangitara, Wrong Husband. It is a movie by Zacharias Kinnoch, focused on Inuit characters and set in pre-modern times. It is a story of Sapa and Kojak, who have been promised to each other since birth and moves to their adulthood where circumstances tear them apart before they can get married and how they find their way to each other. The story has magical elements like a troll who lives in the waters, dreams, spirit guides. At the heart, it's a story of arranged marriage and the lack of female agency and the reclaiming of it by the means at hand. Those themes resonated with me, as even today, so many women do not have agency and our systems are still very patriarchal. I love the cinematography. The sweeping visuals of the snow, the bare land, the water are breathtaking. I loved watching the mundane activities of day-to-day life, like catching fish, skinning them, making clothes out of animal skin. It's a simple, small tale without any monumental stakes, and that is completely okay. It's a very cinematic story. The next one I watched was a documentary called A Life Illuminated about marine biologist Dr. Eddie Vedder, a pioneer in deep sea research, specifically in a phenomena called bioluminescence and flashback. It takes us through his life and her work. It works on two tracks: her journey as a woman in a male-dominated field, someone who is just pursuing her passion, and on the other track of showcasing the beauty of nature and how little we understand about so much of it. It is an inspiring film on so many fronts: a woman pursuing her dreams, advocacy for science, advocacy for deeper interaction with nature. It's a good movie to pick for a lazy weekend. And then we come to my favorite film of the festival. It's an Indian movie called Homebound by Neeraj Khewan. It follows Chandan, a Dalit boy, and Shoaib, a Muslim boy, as they navigate life and try to move up the ladder, only to be constantly pushed down just because of the caste and religion they were born in respectively. This movie is based on an NYT essay, and Neeraj draws from his own life to give rootedness to the characters. It also explores the devastating toll of the unplanned lockdown during COVID on the migrant workers. My heart was singing throughout the film, seeing the everyday cruelties faced by these characters, where they try to show the world their full humanity, but are constantly reminded and limited to their caste and religion. They grapple with hard choices, which are purely a product of which caste religion they belong to. Through the deep friendship between Shoaib and Chandan, it also explores how marginalized communities support each other to get through their lives with some joy when the world outside wants to rip it away at every instance. It is an important story and it is very well made. I highly, highly recommend this movie.
So this was a wrap on my Tiftil date. Thank you so much. This is Mehak Agarwal for Met Radio.